Time for our garden chat, as I say. Good morning to Morne Falhammer. Good morning.
A very good morning to you, Otto, on this absolute pearl of a beautiful day here in Cape Town. It really is wonderful. So if you're still lying in, time to get up and hit those chores and get into the garden. So this morning we're going to be chatting about something which is really high on most people's priority list in terms of gardening at this time of the year, and that's going out to plant the new veggies and the herbs. After a very wet and cold winter, you'll find that many of the plants need to be either rejuvenated or simply replanted because they are annuals and you need to go in and put in a fresh crop. So be it herbs or vegetables, there are a few basic principles that you need to adhere to ensure that you have success. And one of the most important things when we think about vegetables specifically, and herbs for that matter, is the bright aspect of planting. It's so important to put vegetables that need sun in a sunny spot. And when we talk about sun spot, we're talking about a place that gets at least 4 to 4.5 hours of sunlight, direct sunlight a day. Shaded areas, a completely different story, obviously, that speaks for itself. But most vegetables that we have are looking for a full sun spot. So if it's too shady, they simply won't grow because they're not getting enough energy to produce whatever it is that we are after. One of the golden rules that you can go by is just look at the foliage size of a plant, and that will give you an idea on where it will grow be happy with. So the smaller the leaf, say something like thyme, that gives you an indication it must be full sun. The larger the leaf, say something like celery, it can take a little bit more partial shade. But when you plant and you group your plants together, especially if you're doing planter boxes, being they raised boxes or in a container, it's very important to group your plants together for a successful harvest. And what I mean by that is that when we're talking about vegetables, we're really looking at three different types of groupings. So the first grouping is anything that is a root crop. So that would be things like carrots or turnips, which the crop is below ground. The second grouping is foliage plants, things like lettuce, for instance. Even basil will fall into that category, something the way you're harvesting the foliage. And lastly, the grouping is those which we will promote the flowering and eventually the harvesting of the fruit, like, for instance, tomatoes or cauliflower for that matter. And the reason why you need to group these together is that each one of these groups requires a different type of nutrient feeding to be able to do really, really well. So, for instance, with our root crops, these plants need a high phosphate diet, basically, because phosphate is for root promotion, and that's what we want to get. Where is your leafy crops looking for a high nitrogen-based food, which promotes those foliage and the growth of foliage? And then lastly, of course, we're looking at flowering and fruiting crops. They are looking for a high potassium level. So the problem that you often have is when you group all of these things together, you underfeeding some, overfeeding others, somewhere in the middle something's getting exactly what they need. It sounds a little bit like Red Riding Hood, that's really what happens. So the grouping of it from a nutritional point of view is very important, and then secondly is also from a watering point of view, because things like lettuce require much more, especially in the heat of summer, much more water than, for instance, a tomato, where overwatering can lead to things like fungal infections, splitting of the fruit, because if you water too much, what happens is that the fruit itself, the tomato, will expand too quickly, and then you'll get splitting of the fruit, the flesh itself. So that is why it is so important to group them together, either in different containers or alternately different partitions of the areas where you're planting, and that will give you much more success. And I don't think there's anything else that is as joyful as making your salad and being able to literally go and harvest up to 90% out of whatever you're putting in the salad out of your garden, especially things like rocket. Rocket grows so easily. It really is, and there's nothing nicer to just splash. Even if you're buying the pizza, you can just put your own fresh rocket on the pizza and put it on your salad. And when it comes to tomatoes, my go-to is always to advise people and gardeners to put in your little cherry tomatoes. They are so easy to grow, and they also don't ripen on the vine. Many people don't realize this. So they last a long time before you actually have to harvest them, and then they will ripen off the vine, where other tomatoes like Roma and Moneymaker, they will actually just ripen, and if you don't harvest them quick enough, then unfortunately you will lose the crop, and of course attract all the little pests that you don't want into the garden. So there we have a few little tips with regards to your veggies and your herbs. They are incredibly rewarding, long-lasting. Remember that we do have those which fall into two categories: those plants which are annuals, which need to be replaced once a year, and then those are perennial, which will keep on going forever and ever and ever, like rosemary, for instance. So there are a few tips, and happy gardening for the rest of this weekend. FMR.